We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 7:45 on a Sunday morning, and that means time to chat with Tom Ackerman, the sports director at KMOX. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, the Cardinals are doing all right. Let's start with that. They got a little streak going, a couple of games against the – they won the series against the Diamondbacks, and they have won the first two against the Mets. So to what do you attribute this?
Pitching for sure, and the Cardinals pitching has been really good for the most part all year. They've had some bumps in the road. Miles Michaelis has had some tough games. Steven Matz gave up 7 runs the other day. Lance Lynn has been fantastic. Lynn is going to go today. He has an ERA of 2.81. He has made 5 starts, and he has struck out 26 batters. He's also walked 10. But he, in 25 and two-thirds innings, has done what the Cardinals have asked him to do, go out there and build innings. He is third on the list of innings pitched, with Kyle Gibson pitching 31, and Miles Michaelis actually leads the way with 32 innings. He's made 6 starts, more than anybody else. Lynn is going to make the start today. And then you have Sonny Gray jumping into the mix with Matz and Gibson and Lynn and Michaelis. Now Sonny Gray steps in, and he has been lights out, Scott. I mean, yesterday he gave up a home run to Pete Alonso, but 3 of the runs allowed were unearned because Nolan Arenado started the inning with an error that put 2 on with nobody out. Gray is 3-1 with a 1.16 ERA in 4 starts. This is a pitcher who missed most of spring training with a mild hamstring strain. He has come roaring back. He has 32 strikeouts and 4 walks in 23 and a third innings. That is insane, as he's been off to a great start. The Cardinals are really looking good. That one loss that he had, of course, was a game where they didn't give him any run support. No runs at all. Now, yesterday, things flipped a little bit. The Cardinals gave him run support right out of the gate. They pitched, they scored 4 runs in the first inning, and that's a great cushion to give Sonny Gray, and they went on to win the game 7-4.
So are there signs that the bats, besides just yesterday, that the bats are maybe starting to come around?
Well, you're starting to see it out of Paul Goldschmidt. He had a big hit early in the game yesterday, and he ended up yesterday with a 2-for-5 day with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Nolan Gorman, another one who started out ice cold, had the walk-off home run against the Diamondbacks on Monday. Yesterday, he's 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Brendan Donovan, who they really need to warm up. He doesn't get talked about enough. I think Goldschmidt and Gorman, they concentrate, people do a lot on them and how they haven't been able to come through. But Donovan needed to get rolling, and he was 2-for-4 yesterday. So those 3 guys, Donovan, Goldschmidt, and Gorman, are a combined 6-for-13 yesterday with 3 runs scored and 3 RBIs. That's pretty good, as the Cardinals went on to win this ball game. Nolan Arenado has the major league's longest on-base streak. He's also played every single game for the Cardinals so far. He's been just fine. Of course, his power numbers are going to come, but he has 13 RBIs, the co-leader on the team with Donovan. And then it's Wilson Contreras, who really consistently has been strong all year, hitting .289 with 4 home runs and 9 RBIs. And then I think really the thing that is the number one attribute of the team right now is the bullpen. The Cardinals' bullpen is lights out. They're going to Andrew Kittredge, JoJo Romero, and Ryan Helsley. In a number of combinations, you can go with JoJo or Kittredge, And Gallegos is going to have to be used here and there, but he's not part of that three-man closeout that the Cardinals have. And Helsley has been awesome as the closer, even though it got a little scary yesterday with the bases loaded. He's able to finish it off. And just imagine if they add Keenan Middleton. I mean, they acquired Middleton to be one of those late-inning guys. So if Middleton joins the mix, he hasn't thrown an inning yet, the Cardinals could have one of the best bullpens in the big leagues.
Wow. Now, last year at this time, Jordan Walker was off to a blazing start as a rookie. This year, not so much. He's back in the minors. What's going on with him?
Well, he's getting his swing to get into development. I mean, he's 21 years old. He's got to work on it. It's not working at the major league level. The major league level is a huge jump. And last year when they did this and he came back, he was great. So I'm for it as long as he continues to work, and he will. He's a wise young man. He's going to work on his swing. When your swing and your pitch recognition aren't happening at the same time, that's a bad combo. And Walker has struggled with that so far this year. So he's young. He's learning how to hit major league pitching. We see a lot of people go through this, and he is in development still, and so the Cardinals have the ability to start different people in the outfield to take his spot. Lars Nootbaar is playing in right. Michael Ciani's an excellent center fielder. Dropped down a great bunt yesterday, too, but he's just a good player overall. Not a great hitter, but you get away with it because of his excellent defense. And then, of course, you got the combo of Donovan Burleson out in left field. Eventually, Carlson comes back. We'll ask Ollie Marmol this morning when he thinks Tommy Edman might even be able to play. But those two are kind of on the same path. Edman and Carlson aren't going to be around anytime soon. So you've got to play the other outfielders. And then when Walker goes down to Memphis and gets some seasoning, what you hope is that he can get the ball in the air more. And I'm not talking about fly balls. I mean, he's got to hit line drives. Mason Wynn's hitting line drives right now. He's got to hit line drives into the outfield. And that's going to give you a better chance for hits. Ground balls aren't going to get it done. Those infield, major league infields are going to scoop up those ground balls. So that's where Jordan Walker is right now.
Did you follow the NFL draft?
I did. Yeah, I followed the NFL draft. In particular, I like seeing where the Mizzou guys go. But
oh, yeah.
I looked at the top of the draft, and Caleb Williams going to the Bears is a great pick. I think he's a great quarterback and certainly has a ton of talent.
Yeah, I'm...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was surprising to see six quarterbacks go in the first 12. That's never happened before. And history suggests that, you know, a lot of those guys aren't going to be successes in the NFL. But I guess that's just the way it is today. You got to throw stuff at the wall and hope one of them sticks.
It's quarterback's league, and you know, you have a great quarterback. The Chiefs will tell you, you have a great quarterback, you're going to go places. The Bills will tell you, any of these teams, with a great quarterback, you've got a chance. The one quarterback that I really love is Jaden Daniels. I think that he gets overlooked, even though he was very high in the draft, obviously, but this kid is unbelievable. I mean, he has the wheels. He's got a great arm. He has incredible heart, and I think he, with some great quarterback coaching in the NFL, will develop into one of the great ones. I may eat my words on that, but I'm telling you. Jaden Daniels is special. I mean, and unique. You know, like you don't see the freakish talent at quarterback all that often with the ability to escape, and I think Daniels has that ability.
Interesting. I'll definitely be watching that. The NHL playoffs do not have the St. Louis Blues in them, but who do you think is going to hoist the Stanley Cup this year?
It's really tough to call. I mean, I think the number one seed in the West, which would be Dallas, is getting everything they can handle from Vegas, who was able to pull away from the Blues and others to grab a spot. You know, I look at all the games today, Colorado, Winnipeg, I don't see either of those teams winning it. It's a 2-1 series in favor of the Avs. Vancouver, Nashville, I don't necessarily see that either. The other series in the West, Edmonton, I think, has some serious firepower. I mean, they've really shown me a lot here. Draisaitl's playing really well. Hyman's playing well. You got Connor McDavid dishing assists all over the place. They've got L.A. late tonight. They're up 2-1 in that series. Over in the East, I think the Rangers are showing that they're a dominant team, but the Caps aren't that great of a team. They're up 3-0, and they can close it out. I'm a little surprised that Toronto hasn't given Boston a better fight. Boston won 3-1 yesterday, so they're a game away from elimination. I think even though Tampa Bay beat Florida 6-3, I think that Florida team is certainly dangerous, as we saw last year. I guess if I were to pick one team to carry this thing away, even though they lost in double overtime last night, that was to avoid a sweep. I like the Carolina Hurricanes. I just think that they have a solid team from top to bottom, and I think it might be their year to pull this thing off.
Yeah, I like the Rangers. They were the President's Trophy winner, though, and that usually doesn't bode well in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, we'll see when they play Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what I think. So.
Yeah,
what I think the matchup is. But yeah, I do watch it. You know, I think it's, of course, following the Blues and not seeing him in there is a bummer, but I do enjoy it. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not going to watch all four games today, but I like having it on. I like popping in and out. I like seeing what teams are doing. And certainly, as we get a little closer to the end here, it's going to be fun to see who ends up being the Blues coach, because that's another hot topic is where are the Blues going? We had Doug Armstrong on last weekend, and you know, with the confidentiality of a coaching search, I certainly respect that. When he doesn't put a timeline on it and doesn't put an end date on when he wants a coach, it tells me that he is looking at this playoffs, and the coach could be sitting out there right now still playing. So I think out of respect, he may hold this thing out a little bit longer. We'll see if one of these guys ends up the Blues coach, or if he goes to Drew Bannister, or if he dips into the college ranks, or he could go a number of different places. He could go with somebody who isn't coaching right now. And, you know, of course, a lot of people question whether Joel Quenneville could be that guy. He's got to be approved by the league. And then would he fit the criteria of being able to work with the Blues' younger players in addition to veterans? I don't know. But there are a lot of names out there. The list is very short, though, for Doug Armstrong right now. It's intriguing.
You've got a shortened version of Sports on a Sunday Morning due to the Cardinals game. Who do you have on?
Yeah, not too much. We're going to miss the last segment, but we will end it at 11:40. John Mozeliak will be the guest at that time. He'll be off the air at 11:40 for Cardinals pregame. Can't wait to hear from him and what he thinks about this latest run. I know that Ollie Marmol will be excited about it as well. He's at 10:15. And then in between there, Chris May, the AD at SLU, Chris Blair, the general manager at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and the new AD at Mizzou, Laird Veach, is going to join us live at 11:15.
Looking forward to it, Tom Ackerman.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.